begin the 40 days of Lent on Ash Wednesday. Please turn to the back of the bulletin for the explanation of the 40 days of Lent and the listing of all of the services 6 Wednesdays in a row, soup at 6:30 and the Vespers at 7:30, and today, Holy Communion and Ashes. Early in the Church's history, the major events in Christ's life are observed with special observances such as his birth, baptism, death, resurrection, and ascension. As these observations developed, a period of time was set aside prior to the major events of Jesus' birth and resurrection as a time of preparation. For Lent, 40 days minus the Sundays were set aside to recall the 40-day fast of Jesus in the wilderness and his temptation by the devil. During Lent, the Church's worship assumes a more penitential character. The color for the season is purple, a color often associated with penitence. The hymn of praise is omitted from the liturgy. The word Alleluia is usually omitted as well. By not using the Alleluia as a joyful expression meaning praise the Lord until Easter, the Lenten season is clearly set apart as a distinct time from the rest of the year. Additionally, it forms a powerful contrast with the festive celebration of Jesus' resurrection when our Alleluias ring loud and clear. The penitential character of Lent is not its sole purpose. In the ancient church, the weeks leading up to Easter were a time of intensive preparation of the candidates who were to be baptized at the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday. This time in the church's calendar was seen as an especially appropriate time for baptism because of the relationship between Christ's death and resurrection and our own in holy baptism in Romans 6. This focus would suggest that the season of Lent serves not only as a time to meditate on the sufferings that Christ endured on our behalf, but also as an opportunity to reflect upon our own baptism and what it means to live as a child of God. The placing of the ashes on the forehead and the side of the cross is both a symbol of repentance, since we return to the ashes when we die, and ashes symbolize sorrow over one's sins, and also reminds us that we have been marked as God's saints through the cross and in our baptism. Thus the 40 days of Lent. As you leave, be sure you pick up the Lenten devotional booklet, Suffering Servant. Continue now on the inside of the worship folder with the Ash Wednesday exhortation. The congregation will please stand. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day the Church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble repentance, born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on His Word and draws from it life and hope. Let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of His beloved Son, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lenten tide for us, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and truth. Amen. Turn to page 288. As we speak together, the litany. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin, from all error, and from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred in their deceit, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. To give and preserve for us the use of the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Amen. As we sing hymn 434, we come forth with the imposition of ashes. Begin the hymn, and you may come forward. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Page 290, Corporate Confession and Absolution. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
You may be seated. Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which he strengthens our faith by giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us, For our benefit he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve, so that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living. Our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way, also, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ, and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him. And according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from this one cup. For just as the one cup filled with wine of many grapes, one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. We stand.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, and bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
Turn to page 189 as we continue with the salutation.
The Lord be with you. And everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from Joel chapter 2. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep, and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land, and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsibly Psalm 51, verses 1 through 13.
Mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Sin is ever before me. Sin did my mother conceive me. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and
teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Glory be to the Father.
I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the verse. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory be to thee.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door. Pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Together the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 424. Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Christ
defeated the devil in the wilderness in 40 days. And it was on the 40th day, as we know, Christ, after he had been raised, ascended to the right hand of God 40 days later. 40 is the great symbol, the day of salvation fulfilled in Christ. In the sign of the cross, we are not hopeless. We return to the dust, but we fall asleep in Jesus, Christ crucified and risen. We fall asleep on earth, and we wake up in heaven. Christ crucified in our place in the sign of a cross. Jesus, the innocent, holy Lamb of God, came to suffer, die, and be raised for us. We who are guilty are now declared holy because we are covered in the righteousness of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Passover lamb was sacrificed by the Jews, a lamb without blemish. Jesus is our true Passover lamb, the lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Each year, when pastors put the ashes on the forehead of members of their congregation and upon their own head, it draws us to know that some of us may not be here next year. Some of our loved ones have passed away this past year. That is not morbid. That's the reality of life here on earth. Heaven is our true home, and the ashes remind us, to dust we shall return. But the sign of the cross reminds us that Christ, the Lamb of God, has defeated death. We are not afraid to die, because we've already died with Jesus in our baptism. We're already born again to new life. And each and every day, as baptized Christians, we rejoice, though that death comes, we have eternal life now. From Joel today, we're called to return to the Lamb of God. The Lord our God, who is gracious and merciful and abounding in steadfast love, says, return to me. Fast, weep, rend your hearts. What the world needs today is mourning and weeping over our sins, to rend our hearts. We weep for fellow Christians in the Ukraine and the horror that they're going through, but we pray for them. We weep over our own sins and rend our hearts. Sin is not a laughing matter. The church should never give in to the temptation to turn church into entertainment. You don't come here to be entertained. You come here to repent, to confess your sins, to receive forgiveness and life and salvation in water, bread, and wine, and to have a new life each and every day. Joel calls us during Lent, return to the Lamb of God, even bringing our children and infants with us. David said in Psalm 51 that we sang, have mercy on us, Lamb of God. The reason we sing part of Psalm 51 after we have gathered the offerings and before we take communion, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, is that we are saying, the mercy of God transforms me. Since the Lamb of God has blotted out my transgressions and erased them from the board, if you will. You are clean and washed, David says, and you are as white as snow. Snow covers all the dirt and the grime, and we go outside and it's beautiful because everything is shining white. The dirt and the grime is our sins. The covering of the snow is the righteousness of Jesus that covers us in his beauty, in his holiness. That is why David says, we rejoice, we are glad in our salvation. Then Paul reminds us that our righteousness is the Lamb of God in the epistle lesson. He who had no sin, Christ, became sin for us, so that we can become the righteousness of God in him. Lent is all about this great exchange that takes place. Jesus on the cross is covered in the rags, the tattered rags of our sin. but from the cross and from his empty tomb, and because we're baptized in him, he covers us with a beautiful white robe of his righteousness. The saints are all pictured in heaven wearing white robes with palm branches in their hands because they're covered in the blood of the Lamb. This is what Christ did. Christ did not come to give us our best life now. Christ did not come to give you some rules to follow so you can have success in your marriage and in your business. Christ did not come to give us a bunch of laws. We already have the Ten Commandments. We don't need more laws. What we do need is forgiveness and righteousness and eternal life, and that is why we are here. The way that this great exchange took place is amazing. The shepherd became the lamb. Isn't that amazing? The good shepherd redeems us by becoming one of us, an innocent, beautiful lamb without blemish. But yet Pilate and those soldiers took that lamb and crucified that holy lamb on the cross. And Christ then gives us his righteousness and promises us exactly what he said to the thief on the cross. Today you too will be with me in paradise. And lastly, the Lamb of God himself spoke to us today in Matthew to pray and fast to our Father who is in heaven. Jesus said, "Your Father who is in heaven sees everything in secret." Sometimes the fact that God knows everything about us is terrifying. He knows our sins. He knows the words we just said to someone. He knows the wrongs we've committed. Under the law, the fact that the Father knows everything creates fear. But in the gospel, the fact that he knows everything, he also knows your sorrow. He knows your afflictions. He knows your difficulties. He knows your sin. But he still loves you. He still forgives you. The Lamb of God, then, is our greatest treasure in heaven. When we give alms to the poor, when we pray and we fast, we do this in secret. That's between you and the Father in heaven. It's not a time for showing off. But we are doing this because we want what Jesus said. All the treasures of this world are destroyed by moth and rust or taken by thieves. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You notice Jesus doesn't say where your heart is, your treasure will be. He says the opposite. Where your treasure is, where your heart will be also. Whatever you treasure, if it's money or fame or wealth or prominence, if that's what you treasure, that's what you treasure, that is where your heart will go. If you treasure Christ, that is where your heart will go. Lent is a time of introspection for us to ask ourselves, what have I been treasuring the most? Jesus is our priceless treasure. Treasure him above all, and then everything else, your heart and everything you are and have, will go after him. This is a time to examine yourself and ask, am I treasuring Jesus and his word and his righteousness above all? So that is where my heart will go. So today we begin the 40 days of Lent and make this journey. This Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent, we will go with Jesus into the wilderness where he fasts for 40 days and overcame all the temptations of the devil. We will be in this time and period all the way to Holy Week and Good Friday. So may our treasure be in Christ. Ashes we are, dust we are, and to dust we shall return. Thus we repent of our sins. We have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, our greatest treasure. Every day we come before the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Come see these things. Return to the Lamb of God. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
stand to sing the offertory, page 192.
Prayer of the church, we stand to pray.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. O God, your strength is made perfect in weakness. Put to death in us all vices and strengthen us by your grace, that by the innocence of our lives and the constancy of our faith, even unto death, we may glorify your holy name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God, you resist the proud and give grace to the humble. Grant us true humility after the likeness of your only Son, that we may never be arrogant and prideful and thus provoke your wrath, but in all lowliness be made partakers of the gifts of your grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You are the great physician of soul and body. You chasten and heal. Show mercy to all your servants among our family, friends, and congregational members in need of healing and strength. Bear their infirmities and sicknesses and deal compassionately with your servants, with your healing power. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Lord, ruler of all, gracious, regard those set in positions of authority among us to be guided by your Spirit. Lord, keep this nation under your care. Bless the leaders of our land, that we may be people of peace among ourselves and a blessing to all the nations of the world. Bring peace to the Ukraine and be with those who are afflicted by the suffering of this war. Grant there and here trustworthy leaders for peace and justice, the end of war, and for the general welfare of all, serving faithfully in our generation.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Finally, strengthen us by your Holy Spirit, that our faith in Christ may increase every day, that we may hold fast to the hope that on the last day we shall be raised in glory to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Oh,
Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith in body and soul to life everlasting. Incarnate.
Thank you.
by the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Good, and his mercy endureth forever.
who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirits.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.